Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
The next game, Bucks laying 3.5 against the Saints. This is the debut of Spencer Rattler.
Womp, 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 womp. I mean, dude, alarm bells are everywhere in this fucking game. Wait a minute. Oh, so I get the Bucks off a bye, looking amazing, all the talent, and I face broke dick Spencer Rattler, and I only have to lay 3.5. Nope. This is the horror film. This is like telling me to go hide in the basement. The killer's already down there. I can't lay to 3.5 on the road, and there is no scenario I'm betting on Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, I'm not betting him either. I know the line's been good for the Saints. Last week, though, they got by a blitz-heavy defense torn apart. Guess what Todd Bowles is bringing to town?
The blitz.
Yeah, so I'm staying away. Bucks are the public side. It's too easy. I'm not betting the Bucks, and I'm not betting Spencer Rattler.
And even if you wanted to sell me on a total, here's your problem, guys. First of all, the only thing we would ever look at outside of a rare over is the under.
Yeah.
Well, the total's already down to 41.5. And what I don't like is in this situation with a rookie QB making his first career start, turnovers, volatility,
pick six,
a bad read, yeah, a miscommunication with the receiver, a pick six will destroy your total.
Even a short field, same thing.
If I had any play in this game, it'd be under 41.5. I won't play it, but I know people like leans. They like to know what you're thinking about. I'd lean under 41.5.
And just a quick note, I know what you meant. Bucks not on a bye or off a bye, but an extra week, like extra days, the Thursday. Yeah, I know what you meant. Yes. Just for people, Mike, they.
Sorry, guys.
I know what you meant.
Mushy peas.
All right.
Mushy peas. They had the 10-day break. I apologize to everybody.
You're good.